Good morning. We're learning Chayalim, Klal Samach Gimel. We're starting Siman Zayin. Aruches. So here the Chayalim goes through a list of various different items which we make a bracha of either Oisem Maaseh Bereishis or the bracha of Shekai Chayim Gemurah Oisem Alei Olam. So Oisem Maaseh Bereishis, which we've been talking about before, was on a formation or some type of geographical location which was in place from the time of Maaseh Bereishis. So that reminds us of Maaseh Bereishis by seeing such a place, the large mountains, the oceans, etc. Now he's talking about things which bring to mind Maaseh Bereishis because they are events which occur, which are similar to the events which occurred in Maaseh Bereishis. There was the powerful formation of the movements of water, etc. So thunder, lightning, these type of things bring to mind Maaseh Bereishis. So the first example that he gives is powerful winds. Aruchesh heim sa'oros gedolos, and winds which is very powerful, dangerous winds, she'ein mitzuyin tamid, which they're not common, as opposed to your average winds, which are regular, even a strong wind, but these are like extraordinary, uncommon winds. Picture a tornado or a hurricane. And he says, in general, they do not occur at nighttime. The tornadoes actually, in general, do not occur at nighttime. They can, but they do not occur at nighttime in general. Valazikin, so now he moves to the movement of stars. So that brings to mind the day of placing the kochavim in the shemayim. So, what are zikim? These stars is referring to? It's referring to either what's known as shooting stars, which really means meteors as they come through the atmosphere. They heat up from the friction and they start to glow. Or it's referring to comets. It looks like a star is running from one place to the other. And the Mishabura brings it some understand that the more it's referring to is a comet. You see, again, something moving across the sky, as opposed to just seeing the stars, which we don't see that movement. So that doesn't bring to mind the Maaseh Bereishis as much as when you see something being, as it were, moving into a place. And lightning and thunder, the person, well, all of these cases, you make a bracha. So the bracha can either be that these are things which fill the world with the person's power, or the bracha is Oisem Maaseh Bereishis, that they bring to mind Maaseh Bereishis. So if a person has the thunder and lightning which occur simultaneously, he makes one bracha on both of them, and the minhag is to make the bracha of Oisem Maaseh Bereishis for both. However, now he moves to a situation where, which is more common, that a person might see the lightning before one hears the thunder. Light moves much more quickly than thunder, than sound moves. So in that situation, bimra habarach mitchila, noigim ha'olam levarach Oisem Maaseh Bereishis, v'alaramim sheyishma hakach shekai chog b'rosem alei olam. So if there's an order how they present themselves, the lightning comes first, and then there's a pause before the thunder comes. We make the bracha on the lightning. We do not wait for the thunder. We make a bracha on the lightning of Oisem Maaseh Bereishis, and on the sound, which is much more fills everywhere, is you say the bracha of Shekachoy Uvorosoy Malay Olam. Mikir, then if a person would flip it, he'd be Yotze. A person would say the same bracha on both, he'd also be Yotze. He'd say Oisem Maaseh Bereishis twice, he would be Yotze. But the minhag is to change it, to bring out both elements. Now the kolmokam im hareim ba b'techle diber lacher haborok nira li de'en avorach alav. The zman to say these brachas is techne dibur. So if a person sees thunder, if a person sees lightning or hears thunder, he should make a bracha immediately in the time of techne dibur. If the thunder is heard immediately after the lightning within techne dibur, a person makes one bracha on both. And even if he started to make the bracha on the lightning before he heard the thunder, so since the thunder was techne dibur of the lightning, the bracha which he says on the lightning will work on the thunder as well. Basically, we will clarify some more points about these halachas in the next shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.